You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Now the KSL in depth. KSL Sports Utah Gymnastics hosts their season opener against Boise State tonight, 7 o'clock. KSL Sports Utes insider Michelle Bodkin joins me live. Michelle, thanks for coming on. There was a lot of off-season drama with the Red Rocks. So are they ready for this season?
Yeah, I think they're more than ready to just get going, put it all behind them. You know, it's been a very, very tough off-season for a team that really, for the most part, has been rolling in its entire, I think we're pushing on 50 years of existence. So just a very unusual set of circumstances, unfortunate set of circumstances, but these girls, these athletes are ready to go, and they just want to start talking about gymnastics and the people that they're competing against in order to maybe hopefully bring home a national title.
The team lost some players over the abuse allegations against their former head coach, Tom Farden. Is that going to put a dent in their competitiveness this year?
You know, I honestly don't think so. Outside of Kara Aker, they really didn't lose people that were solidly in the lineup week in and week out. They were more depth pieces. And I think they've done a really good job recruiting new and actually better depth. And Carly Dockendorf talked about, new head coach Carly Dockendorf talked about this week, how they still have some competitions going on for a couple of spots on the lineups because the depth is so deep. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they choose who the six best athletes are on bars, on beam, where they have some openings to fill.
Thanks so much. Be looking forward to it. Michelle Bodkin, KSL Sports Utes insider. It all starts against Boise State for the Red Rocks tonight, 7 o'clock.